Good afternoon, I'm Jill Sheridan with 90.1 WFYI News headlines at 5:04. IBM wants Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels to give a deposition in the lawsuit over the company's canceled welfare automation contract. It says in a court motion that if Daniels has time to lead a motorcycle tour across the state and promote a book, he's not too busy to answer questions about why the state scrapped the contract. A legislative study committee examining eliminated project labor agreements at its hearing today. Project labor agreements involve construction wages and union agreements on public projects. Indiana State Building and Construction Trade Council Executive Director Pete Rimson says it's not the General Assembly's place to act on this issue.
Well, we think it's best left to the mayors and the governors. Anybody that's negotiating a project labor agreement, it's up for them to get with their bean counters and determine the best cost for the taxpayer and let them work out the details, what they need for each project.
Associated Builders and Contractors of Indiana President J.R. Gaylor says PLAs unfairly limit non-union contractors' ability to bid for jobs and that the legislature has a responsibility to step in. There will be free admission to Indiana State Parks, Reservoirs, and Forests this Sunday, WFYI's Sharon Allseth reports.
Indiana Natural Resources Director Robert Carter says 10 years ago on September 11th, people visited the parks to find peace and solitude. And as people remember and reflect, this is the DNR's way of making it easier. The gate fees will be waived for the day, though all other activity fees will remain in effect. The DNR system is made up of 24 state parks, 8 reservoirs, and 3 state forests. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Right now, cloudy skies and 63 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.